In the early 1990s, Jim Patterson arrived in Australia from Glasgow whilst working in a recording studio here in Adelaide. By fate, he met Alex from Belfast. Since then, the duo have been creating a buzz around Australia as the Borderers with their mix of genre-bending music. And now they're taking their sound to the comfort of their own living room. On Saturday, they play for a select few for their three exclusive house concert shows, creating a personal twist to their concerts. To tell us more is the band The Borderers. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Tom.
Yeah.
So how did you come up with the inspiration for this series, this concert series?
Well, we've done house concerts all over the world in other people's homes. And then we've been a lot of people's trying to get them done here. You know, people like Shane Nicholson and Katie Noonan and all that. They're all doing house concerts as well. But we thought some people find it hard to get the idea around them putting it on themselves, so we decided to do them in their house to show people how they do it.
Yeah, it's quite good. It's good fun. It's all homemade. I cook everything, and you know, it's all in house. The music's homemade. The food's homemade. You know, it's good fun. We always enjoy it.
So it's like a little dinner party almost. You have people around, you feed them, and you entertain them.
Yeah. Just sort of casual. You know, soup and snacks and wine and, you know. And
yeah, we provide. For $25, you get wine, soup, all the stuff Alex just said there.
Yeah.
And so how does this differ for you in performing to, say, like a normal gig?
Well, you can go to bed straight afterwards.
That's true. It's actually really, it is relaxing to play in your own home because, you know, it's a place of comfort for you. And it's I think other people feel comfortable there as well. And it's quite a nice idea. And people that have been often come back to them again. So
yeah, they're all coming back and bringing more people. Mm. I mean, it's different from my 20s. If I had a party like this in my 20s in Scotland, it would be wrecked. But the people there actually help you tidy up. Yeah. So that's the difference nowadays.
The audience is helping with the washing up.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, no, you did all this. Let me wash. Yeah.
Well, there's some lovely people out there, you know, that do help. So it's great.
Yeah, but we have done them, you know. Have you heard about house concerts?
I've heard of house concerts happening. You know, I'm not I don't think I've ever been to any, you know, other than being at a party and someone picking up a guitar or anything like that.
Yeah, like the porch sessions?
No, I've never managed to get down. But, they seem very intimate and very special almost. Like you feel almost chosen, like when you're at a gig, like if there's 20 people in the room and you see something.
Yes, yes.
And something that unique happens, then it feels really, you know, special almost.
That's what people feel. And people just said, oh, you made us, because some people we don't know, you know, and said you made us feel like the best friends kind of thing. So it's just really nice. So, it starts this Saturday, every Saturday three Saturdays from this Saturday onwards.
Yeah. 12th, 19th and 26th of August.
That's it,
yeah.
And how can people find out more about getting along to these lounge room gigs, these house gigs?
Oh, they just have to follow me, stalk me and see where I live. We don't tell anybody. We actually haven't had anybody along yet. I don't know why. The marketing's not working.
Yeah, just contact Jim.
Alex turned up once.
Just contact Jim via email.
Yeah.
Which one do you want to give there, Jim?
Well, just go on theborderers.com.au or my phone number 0418 818 443. I mean, I don't even remember that, so I'll say it again. 0418 818 443. Yeah, just contact me, and there's still a little bit of room on the three shows.
Excellent. Now, we sort of were just discussing that unique aspect of this concert series.
Yeah.
Are you ever surprised? Have you had any surprising experience from your interactions with the audience from gigs like this?
From gigs like this or any other?
Oh, well, I suppose from any gigs, really, but
yeah, I think that's what's great about gigs, that each one is unique, you know. And we never really plan things much. We just kind of go with the audience and what we think they would like. And we always encourage people to join in and be part of it, you know.
We've played to, you know, 750,000 at the Sky Show here. And then we've played to 8 in a private show. And I'm doing Federation Square on New Year's Eve. So they're all really different. And the ones that you think is going to be fantastic, you know, where there's 30,000 people, sometimes not as good as the ones where there's 12.
Yeah. It just depends on the people, I guess, and just the sound and the whole vibe of the place. I don't mind. Personally, I like all size of shows. I don't mind if it's a few people or if it's lots and lots of equally.
Sometimes you
like
get too stressed when it's too big a show, you know.
And yeah, it's a bit more at stake, you feel, if it's a bigger show, bigger production, whatever. It's a bit more relaxing doing a small gig, you know.
Yeah.
So let's talk a bit more about the band, The Borderers. How did you two meet? How did it come together?
You tell the story. I've told that
a million times. I was in here in Adelaide. I'd been here for about 6 years and recording the first Borderers album. And Jim came in as a backpacker and found the recording company and contacted him. He ended up in the studio and we ended up doing some of his songs. And then we met and then I went from there. So, 23 years later and... A nice 19-year-old beautiful girl. Yeah.
Yeah, that's just who I'm seeing, not her.
Yeah, that's about right.
Now, your band, The Borderers, they also perform at a lot of initiatives to help prevent domestic violence and suicide in young people. How did this come to be? How has this become an important issue for you?
Well, we lost our son to suicide about 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Seven. And since then, we've played at the Opera House a couple of times because there's one of the days is suicide, was it prevention or suicide
awareness,
support?
Yeah.
And there's hundreds of people come down to the Sydney Opera House and they've all lost people. And it's really sad because they've got a photo board, and you know, and there's guys there, there's kids there at 9, 10, 11 that's killed themselves, kind of thing.
And even like 80-year-olds or more, it just crosses all barriers, really, you know.
Yeah. So when you get together and that kind of thing, and we've written some songs to deal with that kind of thing, we're just trying to help people, you know. Mm-hmm. The support comes from each other. It can't really come from a psychiatrist. It comes from other people experiencing that.
And music is important in bringing people together.
It's very cathartic to actually write the music as well. And so you're expressing it in music and as a healing thing. So I think you can pass that on to other people as well.
Yeah. And we had a song called Independence Day that was adopted by domestic violence groups as an anthem kind of thing, but that was about 20 years ago now.
Wow. Now, you guys have had a very successful career traveling. You know, like you mentioned, you've been together about 23 years, traveling all around the world. What do you think is the most important thing you've achieved as a band?
To stand together. Yeah. We initially had a band, and that kind of over a few years kind of dropped off and it ended up just Jim and me, and we had to make a decision how to move forward. And we thought, right, well, the only way we're probably going to be able to make it last is if it's us and then we employ musicians wherever we go. And that's kind of how we've done it.
Yeah, that's true, because we have session musicians in Denmark, Latvia, America, whatever, which creates a lot of stress trying to find them. But I would say Adelaide musicians, if you can do that, it'll be cheaper for you to travel overseas. Plus the fact you get to meet a lot of great new people as well. You just can't travel as a band overseas without grants if you want to take five people.
Yeah, it's made it into a business rather than just, losing money every time you tour, you know. It's made it viable for us to do.
That's fantastic. Mm. And it's such a passion-driven industry that, you know, like it's really important that, you know, you can sort of get something back from that if you're going to put all your time and energy in.
Yep. But if anybody, you know, I'd love to pass on information if anybody wants to get in contact with me, you know, how to do it and the mistakes, because we've made some big mistakes.
Yeah.
We've had half the band deported from Scotland.
Oh,
so
God. That was a big learning curve. That
yeah,
one.
So there's a lot of things that if anybody ever wants to contact us, just get the website and give us a call.
Again, the Borderers website.
Yeah.
.com.au.
Yes.
Yes.
Excellent. Or just chuck it into Google.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's plenty of us on there.
I remember we did tours of Europe with map books, you know, remember
yeah,
that?
Oh, God.
Yeah. We still ended up in different countries.
Still can't read maps.
Now, we're going to hear a song of yours. This is one from Live at the Gov.
1997.
Wow.
Yeah. This is called Ishgavar. It's a Gaelic, Scottish Gaelic word, which means the water of life, otherwise known as whiskey.
So is this a traditional song or just something that you wrote in Gaelic?
No, it's only that one sentence.
Oh, just that one sentence? Yeah.
The rest is just about drinking.
Excellent. Well, let's give it a listen. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
No worries, Tom.
No problem.
Excellent. This is Ishgavar.
The water of life.
Ishgavar there by the Borderers.